Fandom Fables is a rough, hard, fast, and intimate podcast for adults only. Viewer discretion is advised. Welcome, listeners. We are your adventurers, and I am French, your dungeon master. What's happening, fellas? How you guys doing tonight?
I'm wonderful.
Dope.
All right, so...
How are you?
Dude, I'm fantastic. Another day, another negative $1.
Fantastic so, fandom fables.
Last time we left off, I didn't really say it. I'm not sure if I said it. I probably didn't say it. I think it was outside the podcast we said it.
Yeah.
Scott was like, you know, we kind of did a thing. I feel like it's deserving of, you know, a level up. And I was like, you know what?
It's kind of a boss, wasn't it?
Yeah, right. So, you know, I'm not trying to have this take like 11 years or anything. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Y'all leveled up. You guys are level 3 now. You guys have gained some interesting things. Let's go around the horn and maybe, you know. Say your name, character, and what you have gained as a level 3 character.
Well, my name is Caleb, playing Caleb, the Lightfoot Halfling Rogue. And at level 3, I picked the subclass, which I am now a Swashbuckler Rogue. At level 3, I get a thing called Fancy Footwork. When you choose this archetype at level 3rd level, you learn how to land a strike and then slip away without reprisal. During your turn, if you make a melee attack against a creature, that creature can't make opportunity attacks against you for the rest of your turn. That's cool.
So you just stick them and run away if you want to?
Yeah, so they don't get opportunity attacks.
Little prison shanker.
That's cool.
And then I get an ability called Rakish Audacity. Starting at 3rd level, your confidence propels you into battle. You can give yourself a bonus to your initiative rolls equal to your charisma modifier. You can also gain an additional way to use your sneak attack. You don't need advantage on the attack roll to use your sneak attack against a creature. If you are within 5 feet of it, and no other creatures are within 5 feet of you, and you don't have disadvantage on attack roll. All the other rules for sneak attack still apply. So I guess I kind of wanted to go with this to, still kind of go with the pirate theme.
That's cool, man. So what'd you go with for a subclass? Swashbuckler?
Swashbuckler, yep. Yeah. Yep.
I check so. That's cool, man.
Sounds pretty piratey to me.
Hell yeah.
What's mine again? What's it called?
Path of the Berserker.
Path of... I can do a bunch of crazy shit now.
What can you do?
I can...
What kind of crazy shit can
you
do?
Some crazy shit. I can have another weapon. Oh, I can add another attack while I'm in rage.
Oh, shit. Right? Oh.
Yeah, it's a bonus action.
He's at this stage bonus now. Action. Nice. So... Chad, you're fairly new to this. How this works is when the fight starts, before anything happens, the first thing you say when it's your turn is,
I'm enraged.
I become enraged.
Oh, my testicle.
That's the first thing furious. You say. So when you say I'm enraged, you know, you're enraged and you get 2 attacks from there on out. What's the disadvantage to that again?
Nothing. So
nothing, right?
Generally, like, you don't get the 2 attacks, but, like, his specific path, what it does is it allows you to use your bonus action to get another turn. Or not another turn, but another attack.
Right.
And I think, if I remember correctly, rage gives you, like, a little bit of damage and then some defense. Maybe 3 casts a long rest. I'm just kind of pulling this out of my ass right now, but something along those lines.
Yeah, okay. What he said.
Basically, you just turn into a giant fucking rage monster, bro.
Yeah, shit up.
Rage is cool, man. You play that Baldur's Gate 3.
Rage is so good, bro. In Baldur's Gate 3, I had the boar, and the boar was allowed to rage and, like, charge at people and shit, yeah. Because I picked the hunter class that got, like, a pet, you know? And the pet I had was a boar, and the boar was pretty good.
Yeah, I'd like to have some pets, man.
Karlak's a bad bitch.
Yeah, you should have chose a freaking...
No, I got an idea for, like...
Hey, what's up, Scott?
Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
What's up? You're level 3 now.
Yeah. I am level 3. I'm Scott. I play Sizzlefen, the Dark Elf Warlock. At level 3, I chose the Pact of the Tome.
And that's a subclass, or is that like a pact with your genie thing?
It's something to do with my deity or whatever you call it.
Okay.
Yeah. I now carry something called the Book of Shadows, and it gave me some more cantrips I can use. Even some things that aren't cantrips that are considered spells that I can now just throw around willy-nilly.
And what is your deity again? What did you choose to pact with?
A genie.
That's badass. And that's why you get the bottle thing, huh? That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I got the genie bottle, and as I level up, the genie bottle will get more powerful.
Yeah, like more Xboxes in there or something? Like in a new throw rug?
Yeah.
More Xboxes?
Definitely. Definitely more of like a Vegas feel when we get in there.
Slot machines everywhere. Yeah, we haven't seen Scott all week. Well, that's because he's in his, his very own casino bottle.
He's in his bottle. They did just open up a brothel. I don't think we'll ever see him.
Nope.
Well, I don't have any hot, steamy genie content planned for this week, but me and you will talk at some point, and we'll get that underway.
No, but really, I think at like level 7 or 9, I get to make a wish. I get to start making wishes. That's all I want.
Yeah, you can wish for this dick.
These nuts.
These nuts. Got him.
Hey. Caleb, does that fall under the standard rule of like wishes? Like the wish card in the deck of many things? Does it fall under that, the rule of
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's
card?
Just the spell, the wish. Yeah, it's all the same shit.
Do like anything with that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's of course
reverse
under the
time to go back for like a week or something.
Yeah. It's under the DM's discretion, though. I mean, you can just straight up say no.
I don't know how much.
But generally, like in games that I've done or Bruce have done, like if you make a wish, like there's going to be some fucking consequences.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's kind of what I'm thinking too, Scott. Like, you asked for something
this is what I want. This
and
is why I set it up this
the
way.
Shit out of you.
Is because, spoiler alert here.
Bedazzled.
I'm going to wish for the deck of many things. That's all I want.
See, and like, and that's the thing though, like that kind of stuff can happen. But like usually what happens is if you're not specific enough, it could be like, French gives you the deck of many things, but unbeknownst to you, the only cards that are in the deck of many things are the bad ones.
The bad
ones. Well, you know what I mean? Like shit like that. Like, or a wish where you wish for...
If you look at the kind of genie I picked, I peaked.
Look at the one I peaked.
I pick the air genie, and if you look at the fire is initially bad, earth is medium bad, water is kind of good, and then air is good in the realm of the genies. In my head, air is the good genie.
Yeah.
I'll make them good but stupid, you know what I mean?
just ignorant
as fuck.
Yes,
yeah.
Give them all what they
like,
want.
I've seen games where like I read about a game where a group wished for like like, you know, 10 million gold or some shit, and what ended up happening is they didn't say where this gold would come from. So what it did is that gold was taken from the kingdom that they're in, and then everyone starved to death because they didn't have money for food. Shit. You know, so like you have to be careful with wishes. Yeah, because like sometimes they can really bite you in the ass.
Yeah, I'll have 10 million gold from the government, please.
I really like the idea of
from OSHA,
the deck of many things, how it's like 60% bad cards. It just seems
Walmart.
It seems like a fun little twist.
Some of them are crazy, bro. Yeah. Some of them are really crazy because like the deck of many things is such a dangerous tool in D&D because it can either be like, oh, this is super cool, or it's like, oh, now my sex has changed. Wish. Now a pyramid landed on top of this town. Like, there's just all sorts of funky shit.
There's several of them just take your character and you're just gone.
For the pick of destiny.
I had to wait like...
Can I wish for the pick of destiny?
10 years worth of content in this one podcast I listened to until their DM finally gave them a deck of many things. And then it broke the podcast. It broke the fucking show.
Like, immediately? What happened? Like, what did they pull?
Like... Dude, eventually he pulled the card that made him disappear and go into a different dimension where nobody could trace his location. And
oh, no.
Like, well, he's that's gone.
Yeah. And you're it. Off the podcast.
There
now.
Goes there goes his character. You know.
Did he have to make a new one then?
Well, it was like...
Or were they given like an opportunity to try to track him down or something?
No, man. He just... Like, they were pretty much near the end of that arc, so he just, like, sat the rest of it out pretty much.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That would be not fun. Just like, all right, well, now Scott doesn't need to come for the next couple
days. Not only was that the end of the arc, but that was, like, the end of the whole story. You know what I mean? Like, it took 11 years for that, or campaign. It was the end of that campaign. Not only that arc, but that campaign.
Jesus.
So he just wound up, you know, it was a whole new story, whole new character next time they played again, which is just great.
So the completion of their 11-year story and Homeboy just couldn't be
just
a part of it anymore?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They should have found a way to bring him back. It happened on...
That's the thing. Some of those
that
cards
father
are
podcast
like
that we listened to. It happened to them where they were able to change an event in the past to make something that happened not happen, and it reversed that card that sent him to another dimension or something.
That is actually a pretty interesting way of getting around it, because like a lot of those cards are like they're written in a way so like you can't stop it. You know what I mean? Because there's no like. Like that card, for instance, that French was talking about it, I'm sure it says, like, cannot be tracked. You have no way of identifying where this place is, you know, shit like that. But, yeah, I mean, hopefully we don't run into anything like that. The shit makes stuff pretty wild. And we still got to find my boy French, because French is still missing.
He's still meandering out there somewhere in the fucking woods or swimming in the water somewhere.
He's what is that, you, Hargis?
No. Can I make a wish at some point? I want to wish for the pick of destiny.
No, I'm the only one with the genie.
Yeah, but then you have to have sex with Satan or whatever.
Can he grant me a wish?
My genie? French? Yeah. French is my genie, so you'd have to talk to him.
No, man, aren't you a fucking genie?
I technically live in the bottle, but...
You're not the genie.
I'm not the genie.
Yeah, he's like...
Gotcha.
He gets his magic from a genie. He's like...
Another thing.
Up.
Dude, I want some animals.
Well, we got Owen.
Yeah, we got a Owen. Dog with Down syndrome.
Dude, what I want is like a group of like 20 fucking French bulldogs with little like military trained fucking spider monkeys that are like a foot tall. They all got armor and fucking little swords and shit, and all the dogs are armored up. They're all like buff, and they talk to each other, and they fucking communicate.
That's like an oddly specific army of creatures, bro.
They just fuck shit up. You send them in.
They all do sign language to each other. What? Yeah.
Give me 20 fucking spider monkeys, and I'm taking over the world.
All right, monologue time.
Yeah, monologue time. Shut the fuck up.
Hurry the fuck up.
Or I bitch slap your hiney. Hey,
run that monologue. Shit.
As the sun dips below the horizon, casting long shadows across the rugged terrain of Skull Island, three weary adventurers set up and rest for the night. The adventurers share stories of their past exploits and dreams of the adventures that lie ahead. The rhythmic crackle of the fire and the gentle murmur of the jungle outside lull them into a sense of calm. Despite the foreboding atmosphere of their surroundings, the adventurers find themselves oddly at peace in the heart of Skull Island. With their weapons close at hand and their companions by their side, they drift off to sleep, knowing that whatever challenges the island may hold, they will face them together, united in their quest for adventure and glory.
Chad, were you just spooning with me?
Ugh. What is that?
I was like really warm.
Not a banana, are you happy to see me? Yeah. Scott. You got to start sleeping with clothes.
How do you sleep?
I can't sleep naked. The hair on my body bothers me when it touches like blanket or blown in the wind. So I have to sleep clothed.
Well, it's like that. It's like a little.
I have like little feeler things. And if you disturb the little feeler things, I wake up.
Even in the summertime when it's fucking just like
humid. I'm still covering up. Mostly. Crystal insists upon a fan on, so that fan drives me crazy.
I gotta have a fan on.
I slept like
wish we had a fan here.
Now I know what it feels like to be my girlfriend back at home, because I was just like wrapped up in Chad's arms while he was spooning me, and I was the little spoon, and I slept real good.
It was really
good. Real good.
Darth Vader on my back.
Who?
Guarding my butthole. I mean, Owen. Owen Wilson.
So what do you guys want to do today? You think we should take the old Darth Vader down that path there? I mean, I don't really know. How are we going to get the boat? I don't know how the boat got in here, first of all. So I feel like if we want to take the boat, that's what we got to take it down that that water path.
Well, Chad, how confident are you in your sailing skills with that pirate hat on?
You already know. Very confident. Give me a Bloody Mary and a little bit of the devil's lettuce, and we'll be on our way.
All right.
Yeah, I guess I want to pack up my like my bedroll and, you know, kind of clean up our environment and stuff. But before we start heading to the boat, I want to like really inspect the zombie guy to see like if there's any clues about what he's doing here, like, you know, any information about him. Going to go through his pockets and shit.
All right. Roll me investigation.
Investigation. Ooh, that's a 1 + 1. So I guess it was a critical fail.
Well, I just happened to be walking by, and Caleb says he doesn't find anything on him. So I'm like, well, maybe I'll give it a good look over here.
Yeah, I mean, go for it.
Got a 10 + 3.
Okay. So with a 13, you do manage to find a little key on him. As far as identification goes, you have absolutely no clue. This guy has turned long, long, long ago and is unrecognizable from anything that would closely resemble a human.
What kind of key do I got? Is it like a silver, gold? Is it one of the old-timey?
Yeah. It's we'll go with old timey. Looks like a
skeleton key.
It's a skeleton key. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like exactly. That. That's it.
That's it, huh?
Just that skeleton key.
I'd like to start looking around and see if we can get this boat out of here. Like what we can do to move the boat around. Arr.
And did they see me take that key, or can I kind of just put it on my person?
Did who see you take it? Like us? Are we the only ones there? You trying to be shady, Shaley?
Maybe I'll just keep this key for myself.
That's fucked up.
Well, there is like a sneak or a sleight of hand skill, isn't there?
Yes.
Better no, not so. I'll announce it. Guys, I found this key.
Good job. What are you going to do with the key? What are you going to do with the key, you fucking rat bastard? Tried to snake us already? It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I haven't had my coffee yet.
Well, I'm going to hand it to Caleb because I'm probably going to lose it in these pajama pants. It'll fall right out.
The key?
Yeah, Caleb, will you hold on to this key, please?
Yeah, I'm going to take like a rope out of my pack and kind of make a, like, sling it on like a necklace and tie it around my neck.
Cool.
Very good.
Cool, cool. And very Chad, good. As far as getting the boat ready, I mean, basically, it's a mix between the two of what you guys were kind of thinking, right? It is like a small pond and like a Goonies situation. You guys are indoors. There is a boat indoors,
and we're
right?
In water,
so there is like it is like yeah, but the boat is in the water, and the water leads to like outside of the skull and down the middle of the island and out to the ocean. You know what I mean?
All right, that's all I need to know.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Oh, you know, what'd be cool. What if like the water came from a waterfall that kind of fell into the top of the skull and like into the eye sockets and the water kind of like bled from the inside of the skull and pooled up at the bottom to form this little pond, and that's where the
boat's at. The runoff comes out the mouth then? Or the back of the head.
The back
there's like
of
a
the
hole
head.
In the back of the head.
The hole in the back of the head. Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't sound that great now that I've said it out loud. But that's essentially what's happening here.
Right. We'll roll with it.
So
everybody gather your shit. Grab the dog.
Who's near the boat right now?
Me.
Yeah, because me and Scott would have still been kind of by the zombie.
All right. Well, as you're getting the boat ready, Chad, you couldn't help but notice there is a small little booty chest in there that wasn't in there before.
Oh, baby. Do I have to tell these guys?
No,
I'm kidding.
I'm telling you, that's what you see. You see it.
Hey,
it's there.
Gentlemen, going to this boat, I found this box. I'm not going to open it until you get here. Gather around, please.
And I run on over with Caleb.
Don't tell me how to live my life. I do not run on over. I wait 3 seconds.
We're holding
so I can decide for myself that I run all over.
Their hand
somebody
in hand.
Bring Owen with as well.
I specifically do not run on over, and I wait 5 seconds so I can run on over on my own volition.
Actually, no. I pick up Caleb, and I run over there.
I kill you.
You guys get your fucking asses over here. You're walking the plank. Both
yeah, we go over towards the boat.
Quickly. With the dog. Now. All right, cool.
What is that?
So,
is that a chest?
We seem to have found this chest here, lads.
Oh, man.
Try to open it.
Does anybody have a screwdriver or a hammer?
No? I don't have anything like that.
I just gave Caleb a key.
I have a very large axe. Step back, boys. I'm about to bust this
open. Hold on. And I take the key off of my, the necklace off of my neck. And I give Chad the skull key or whatever.
I don't have to dull my blade. I open the chest, and what's
there? Does the key work?
The key works.
No. Right?
The key works!
Okay.
Whoa!
And there's 1,000 gold in there.
1,000 gold.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And a little note.
All right, you guys get the fuck out of here.
We're rich, bitch.
It's just a little note, something scrawled in there.
There's a note here, lad. Scott, here, read this note for me.
All right. I start to read the note.
And the note says, courtesy of Bugsy.
Bugsy?
Who is Bugsy, lads?
Bugsy.
There's a lot of people helping us out. Way to go, Bugsy.
We haven't seen not goddamn one of them yet, though.
Because who is that last guy? It was Kurosaki? Kurosaki?
Suzuki?
Ichigo.
Ichigo Kawasaki.
Suzuki? What was it?
Ichigo Suzuki. Kawasaki.
That's cool that we got some people helping us.
No boat, no runaway.
So do you think this guy was the one that stole our boat?
I don't know.
Maybe he was also the one who buried the potions.
What's this guy's name again? Bugsy?
I don't know how Bugs Bunny would have done this.
Bugsy.
We didn't say Bugs Bunny.
Wait, guys. What if Bugsy is the white rabbit that the computer told us to follow? Like Bugs Bunny, right?
Yeah.
Okay, follow the rabbit. I'm smelling what you're stepping in there.
Yeah.
How should we divvy up this gold? I think since Chad found it, he should get 400, and me and Scott will each get 300.
I'm down with that.
It's crazy. We've been in this world
for my loot.
3 days, and I'm richer than I am here than I was in our real lives. This world kind of rocks sometimes.
400 gold.
And I guess we probably don't have room to open the sails, so we'll probably have to pull out the trusty old rowers and kind of start rowing down the
Are we going to get in? We're getting into the boat, or we're in the boat already?
We're already in the boat.
Well, Chad, go untie that thing.
Yeah,
it's already been untied.
Untie the boat from that thing, dude.
I untied the boat from the thing before we opened the case.
Oh.
I'm already on top of it, asshat.
So as you guys bickered like a triplet married couple, what would you call that?
A threesome?
Well,
was it the odd couple?
I think there's like
wait no, three's company. Oh, what would we call it, though? It would be the trio situation.
Yeah. Polygamy? Anyway. Yeah.
Polyamorous?
As you guys bicker like a polyamorous...
Polyamorous pileup.
Pileup. You guys are kind of cruising down the down this lazy river situation through the jungle, all sorts of, you know, monkey noises and insect noises and hoots and hollers of the jungle surround you, and you guys are just kind of relaxing, floating down the river, and up ahead, about 100 yards out, you can probably see the entrance of the coastline, or the mouth of the ocean, if you will.
Ah, look, lads. This is the mouth of the ocean.
See ho.
Is the ocean a woman?
Yes. At least it smells like one.
Do we have any indication of like what side of the island we're popping off at, like comparative to like where we landed?
Look at the sun, jackass.
I would say like the opposite side. I think you guys wouldn't have seen this pulling up.
Well, I mean, I don't see anything of this Bugsy character to follow. So maybe we should just go back to the starting island and look for French and maybe avoid those angry mobs because you guys killed their kids or whatever.
I think you're right.
We definitely should be looking for French.
Yeah.
We got some gold and we got some health, and maybe you need some of that shit.
Yeah, when we find him too, we should definitely split some of the gold with him. I think that would only be fair.
Cut him in.
Or we could not even tell him about it. Just be like, what? We just woke up. We definitely didn't abandon you for the last four days or something.
Well, when we woke up, did anybody look for French?
I mean, not really. I mean, now that I think about it, like, I was so startled with, you know, getting sucked through that portal and waking up and wherever the hell we woke up, and then, you know, when those goblins attacked us.
Oh, that's right.
You know, but
yeah, they came up so sudden. We're in this new world.
Yeah, and then you guys killed them, and then they ended up being kids. That was weird.
They fucked around.
Yeah, they found out.
To find out.
I don't know. I don't really recall. I mean, I didn't even look for like footprints or anything. Like, he very well could just be where we were, and maybe he just was still asleep.
Maybe
he didn't
get sucked in, though. You know what I mean?
God, we're like fake friends.
Maybe he never got sucked in. He was just.
We are the worst friends ever, boys.
It's like Home Alone. We left him there.
Chad, do you think you can take this boat to the other side of the island so we don't have to go back
to want me to, buddy?
That beach where they chased us off.
Just point your finger and we'll be there.
I think we can probably open up the sails and head back the direction we came, and then when we get to the coast, we'll just kind of go a little bit around where that dock was.
Sounds like an idea. A good idea. I'll add full.
We could probably hide, like, look, and I go into my, you know, my bag, and I pull out, like, you know, like my blanket, you know, and I want to kind of put it over me like a hood and, like, cut armholes in it, so it's kind of like, you know, like, what do they call it in the Western
like
movies?
A parka?
Yeah, like a parka. You know, we could kind of hide like this so they can't recognize us.
Cover our face a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I have a disguise spell.
Well, lucky you.
Disguise self.
Just you.
Oh, selfish.
That's pretty selfish, yeah.
Hey, well, we're cruising in this boat.
We're going to have to talk about team building skills.
Can I sneak up behind Chad and steal the pirate hat from him?
I think that would certainly require a sleight of hand roll.
Remember, I can fight you.
Because
I will hurt you.
I'm off in the back of the boat, and if I can sneakily get this hat. I rolled a 15.
You just managed to snag it off his head.
Oh, my God.
Now I'm going to go back to where I was, where nobody sees me, and I'm going to set it on fire.
You getting rid of the hat, dude?
How do you set this thing on fire?
On a wooden boat?
I don't get to attack him for trying to do that or doing that. Like, no, don't. You're not going to burn the fucking hat.
Well, I can't do it with dancing lights. I guess it's not a... I'm going to throw it overboard while nobody's looking.
Isn't that two all fucking right. turns?
Well, that's not really how sleight of hand works. Like, he would still feel the hat getting ripped off of his head.
No, but if I sneakily take it from him, right?
You can't sneakily, like, I promise you, if you tried to take the hat off of my head, I don't care how fucking sneaky you are, I'm going to feel it. You know, yeah. Like, it's the same situation. Like, so sleight of hand means that, like, you reacted faster than he could react. You got the hat, but it's not like he doesn't know, you know.
This was just my goal to get rid of the pirate hat. I'm sorry.
You're fucking...
But yeah, I mean, like, realistically, villain. You did throw it off the side.
Super villain, Scott.
I think it's gone.
No.
That's fucked up that you stole his hat.
It's over with for you.
It's over with for you.
It's over for you.
I take Scott's bottle with sleight of hand and throw that off the side of the boat.
Well, you know...
See ya!
Scott, not Sizzofen, is tired of talking like a pirate on accident. Because if someone else is talking like a fucking pirate.
Yeah, I want to sleight of hand Scott's bottle while he's throwing the hat off the side of the boat.
Oh my god. Is this real? Is this happening?
Yeah. I want to backhand him one time.
All right.
Let's see. Oh, my sleight of hand is a +7. Let's see what I get. Oh, that's a 26.
See ya, bottle.
Holy shit. The
bottle's gone. You're getting hit.
Yeah. Fuck y'all, bottle, Scott. Off the side of the boat.
I didn't know I was personally hurting you by taking the hat.
That was a gift. I gave that to him in good faith.
I'm strength. I got a 24. 19.5.
Oh, what did you try to do?
Unarmed strike.
Oh, you're punching Scott?
Yeah. 24.
Oh, my God.
Now I got to do the damage, right?
Yeah.
Fuck. -4.
What?
I don't think that's right.
I rage.
That sounds accurate.
That's just a 4.
Just a 4.
Yeah. Oh,
just a 4, though.
He punched you for 4 damage.
Okay. Yeah.
But hold on. I can hit you again, I think. Oh, I should have said it.
No, you're not raging.
I didn't say it.
Yeah.
You're lucky.
After getting hit by Chad, I come to my senses, and I'm like, hey, guys, maybe we should turn around and get the hat and the bottle.
Yeah, you jump in. Here's a rope. I'm gonna
we tie you off like a fucking
tie the boat to your thing, and then you can go get him.
I'm gonna just say that happens. Scott, are you grabbing both the items?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna jump in and swim out. There's nothing lurking in the water. Nothing I gotta worry about here.
So do I get
you
the
feel
hat
something
back?
Tickle your toes? Otherwise, it's uneventful.
All right, a little seaweed. All right, we're good. Hey, I got the. I got the hat back. I'm sorry for throwing it in the water. Yep, bottle here.
Thank you.
You guys ready to cruise?
As he cheerily says, with
a different tune,
with
friend.
His black eye.
You have a very different tune, lad.
I'm glad he didn't have to tell you a second time, you know?
I don't think you would have made her.
No, I wouldn't have.
Yeah, we go back to, you know, sailing.
All right. The day passes. Chad spits loogies off the side of the railing or whatever, and Scott's nursing his black eye, and Caleb's just thinking about how goddamn sneaky he can be.
Yeah,
sneaky little devil. And you guys are hit the quick travel button, and you guys approach the coastline. From which you originally came from.
I hit the quick travel button.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick.
You guys are
real familiar
real
to you
quick
guys.
Off, because my health points. I got hit for 4. Was I at full health because we just did a long rest?
Yeah. You guys took a long rest.
All right, cool. All right. I was still down, so I want to make this right.
So, as you guys approach the coastline, there is a... dock where you can securely tie off your boat.
I'm gonna tie the thing to the thing.
Is that the same dock in which we departed from?
Yeah.
I think perhaps it might be a good idea to sail slightly down the coast a little bit from here.
Yeah, maybe they won't recognize us.
So this, since you know, this is uncharted territory. You unfortunately can't hit the quick travel button, so you guys will be traveling at realistic boat speed here.
Realistic boat speed.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, you watch the front, I'll watch the back. Where we have to be very careful here.
Yeah, and I put my hood up over my head, too.
So Scott, cover your pointy ears and put your bottle of vodka away. And I will hide my sword.
Axe.
Spear.
Are we going to continue cruising around, or are we going to
We're just going to move up the coast a little bit, four or 5 miles.
All right.
I wouldn't say like 4 or 5 miles, but just not
here.
Not land right here. Yeah. We would have to be the worst pirates ever to land back in the spot that they see us leave
but
from.
But we are not.
No. I've seen a couple pirate movies in my day to deduce that would not be the best course of action.
All right, this is good. This is a good spot. We'll hit this dock right here.
Just for retrospect, how big is this island that we're on? Is this a huge landmass?
This is island. The continent.
Oh, yeah. So this is not
this
even
is,
an island. Okay.
This is the Westeros of this place.
So there was no way to go around it. We went off
you,
to the side.
You guys, yeah. I mean, you would have been sailing for days.
Okay.
Yeah, you would have had to hit the select button, which is the wait button in Skyrim, and then you scroll all the way to 24 hours. And then you would have still been at the coastline. So you guys sail south a little bit, hit the next dock that you see.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yep. All right. You know what? Fuck it. There's another dock. It's like the exact same one. It's almost like the exact same, but it's not. You guys know it's not. There's like different surroundings and shit.
Yeah. That is clearly not the same dock.
I want to jump from the dock we're on to the one you're talking about. Like with this, like super.
We're on the boat.
That's all right. I want to jump from wherever we are to that dock you're talking about.
Well, aren't you going to tie down the boat and stop it and all that?
Nope. Who else is going to tie the boat to the thing?
I think you guys can fucking figure it out.
But we've already like established that you're the tier of things.
Are you jumping? Is this being allowed?
I mean, I got. Yeah, I want to do it.
I guess you want to make an athletics check?
Acrobatics?
Fuck it. Yeah, you can make acrobatics if you'd like. If you prefer acrobatics over athletics.
Okay. Abilities.
5.
All right, so Chad starts drowning.
I quickly grab the wheel.
Help!
And I ease us in.
Help!
And I yell to Chad, help! Grab this rope.
Give me the guy.
And once you're pulled in, here, I'm pulling you in.
All right, thank you.
Once you're in, though, tie that rope that when you're holding
I got
to that thing.
Gotta tie it off, you fucking asshole. Thank you very
much. And then, Chad, you stand up and realize you were in 3 feet deep of water.
My nephew could have helped me out of here, you son of a bitch.
That was wonderful. So I just like casually step from the boat to the dock, still dry. Is there because I know before we were kind of fleeing from like, townspeople. Is there any sort of town close by or any?
All right.
You know,
so as you guys are walking down the dock kind of towards land, there is signs for cities and shit. There's an arrow that points to the left, which would essentially be north, right? So you guys are walking down the dock, right? Sign pointing left towards up the coast where you guys just came from. That city is Taverly.
Hey, guys, let's not go to Taverly.
Wait, I think we were supposed to go to Taverly.
And then the sign below it, which points straight ahead into land, that town is going to be called Whiterun.
Whiterun? What did Taverly sounds familiar? Didn't that guy who got sucked into the phone say something about Taverly? I believe.
Did he?
I'm asking.
Yeah, that sounds accurate. Actually, yeah, we were going to go to a bar. Yeah,
Kawasaki.
That's right. I remember a couple of beers sounded good. We should go to Taverly.
That's all you remember is alcohol?
Well, that's how I remember it.
Huh. because beer sounded Ichigo. Good. Go to Taverly?
Yeah, go to the Taverly. It's a bar, right, guys?
No, it's the town.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I think we need to go to Taverly, but we need to be kind of sneaky. And I look over at the 7'2" giant orc. I think we need to try to disguise you a little bit, my man.
All right, I think you're right. What should we do here?
I want to like grab some bushes and try to kind of chop them up with my sword so it could be used as a wig.
You want to use my axe to chop some bushes?
Yeah, so let's make them like a wig of grass.
Yes.
And then make him like a makeshift like mini dress. From like our blankets and shit.
I don't know about the dress, boss.
You know what I wish? I wish there was.
I don't know about the dress, lad.
I wish there was a crafting skill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wish there was something like that.
Yeah.
Is there anything like along those lines? What, like maybe survival?
Yeah,
maybe?
That would probably be.
You know what I mean?
As close as it gets. Do you want me to do a survival?
Yeah, do a survival.
That's a 12 minus 1, 11.
Oh my God, your survival is minus 1?
Yeah.
You all could right. Just make them roll a random.
Right, right, yeah. I was thinking that too. But, I mean, with an 11, so you're trying to disguise.
Chad is a woman, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perhaps find some coconuts for the breasticles.
For the tatas.
If it helps, can I lend my assistance to maybe. Maybe see if I can help this out. I have a negative 1 in survival also, so.
I think we're going to stick with the 11. It's middle of the road, right? Like, you could probably fool some people where other people are like, okay, that's a man dressed as a woman. I think the situation is going to depend on Chad's performance.
You want me to come over?
So I would imagine I'm standing back and Caleb's getting Chad all dressed up, and I'm going to take one look and I'm going to say, hey guys, I have a disguise self spell. Maybe I should just go in by myself because I think they're going to figure out that Chad's Chad.
I'll be right
over. This would work in our world. In the real world, this stuff is cool. It's probably the same here.
My name's Hargus.
You need to lighten up your voice a little bit though, Chad. You have to really pass that you're feminine. Let's hear it.
Good evening.
There it is.
My name's Hargus. I'll be right over.
Perfect.
All right, and you can
Woody the Woodpecker. You fuck.
I'm feeling more like a hey, you know, something like that.
Yeah, softer.
Hi.
Oh my God.
My name's Hargus.
Dude, it's the worst woman voice ever.
Bro,
we're gonna get shot.
Good, like,
hi, baby, come on over, baby.
You're intentionally doing that. You're just making your voice deeper.
I think you just see the testicle like this, Chad. Yeah.
Come on in, baby.
Come on, Chad.
Come on, let's practice.
Let's hear your high pitch voice.
Hi, it's me, Chad. Hi, it's me, Chad. Come buck my ass.
All right, we're getting there. All right, and Scott,
I think if
you
were to say something like that in that voice, I think he could fool people.
Yeah,
I genuinely think that.
It's
I think he could fool people.
Yeah. Hi, come on in. I'm putting on my bikini.
I can do disguise self, but I think it only lasts an hour.
I'm not kidding. If that's what you role play, then Chad, I will give you advantage on performance / stealth rolls even.
Of what?
If you role play as a woman.
If you role play as a woman and keep that high pitched voice going.
Why?
Because it would highly benefit you.
I can't talk.
What is your disguise self? What does that do?
I can cast it and it lasts an hour.
And it just disguises it? Like, do you turn
it
into somebody else or what?
Read it off for us, Scott. What does it do?
All righty then.
Come on in. I'm putting on my bikini.
You make yourself, including your clothing, armor, weapon, and other belongings on your person, look different until the spell ends or until you use action to dismiss it. You can seem 1 foot shorter or taller, and you can appear thin, fat, or in between. You can't change your body type, so you must adopt a form that has the same basic arrangement of limbs. Otherwise, the extent of the illusion is up to you. The changes wrought by this... You want me to keep going? The changes wrought by this spell fail to hold up to the physical inspection. Or wait. The changes wrought by this spell fail to hold up to the physical inspection. For example, if you use this spell to add a hat to your outfit, objects pass through the hat, and anyone who touches it would feel nothing or would feel your head and hair. If you use the spell to appear thinner than you are, the hand of someone who reaches out to touch you would bump into you while it was seemingly still in midair.
Dude, you're going to be a magnet for hands if you use that. I'm going to have everybody want to touch you.
No, the only thing I'm changing is the color of my skin, and I'm removing my ears.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have everybody be like, where's your ears? And they're going to reach for, everyone's going to reach for your ears. Every hand in that village is going to be touching, reaching for them ears, boy. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to make that happen.
It's okay. It says that a creature can try to inspect me, but must pass the
this guy's self. Pretty straightforward. Test. Does that change the appearance of your race?
Yeah. Well, it says I can change anything.
Oh, that's dope.
You make yourself, including your clothing, you know, anything that I want, look different until spell ends.
Cool.
What are you going to look like?
I'm just going to be.
What do you want to look like, Scott?
I'm a dark elf, so I'm a pretty much a blackish blue color, you know, dark blue. I'm going to turn into a pasty white guy. Same shape, everything same, except get rid of my ears so I'm not an elf anymore. Or actually leave the ears. I think just changing my color is enough. Wait, you think that I can Fast and Furious them? Or what's that movie where they just change the color of cars and the cops don't know?
What?
I don't know.
Right,
Grand Theft Auto 5?
You're pretty much just using your white privilege.
Oh, dude. That's where you're going with it?
Wow, you went there?
Yeah.
Damn.
All right, well, now that we are all... And for me, I'm still just wearing my, like, bedroll... cloak, if you will, and I'm gonna have my hood up, but I also want to stealth to try to kind of like walk in the shadows and shit. So I roll stealth, which is a plus 5, and I got a 18, so 23 for stealth.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
So are you gonna stealth for 4 miles up the road to this village?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to be like super crazy with it, but I'm going to try to stick to the shadows if there is any as much as possible, you know?
Okay. You guys wouldn't want to like hop in your boat and sail back up the coast and go back to that other dock where the city is much closer?
Nope.
No? Okay, cool.
Caleb, awesome. I have this idea though. I think
if your idea is go back to the other dock, you can go fuck yourself.
I think if we ask Chad very nicely to cut you some stilts, we can make you appear to be taller. I think that'll help disguise you more.
I'm just gonna be sneaky. I got this.
Because you're gonna stand out like a sore thumb. You're like
not if
tall.
I'm sneaky.
You literally look like a thumb.
Yeah, I can hide in barrels and shit. I can jump on Chad's back and be like a backpack. You know,
if the cloud could fit in a barrel
smaller than your thumb,
yeah,
should go hide.
In this newfound world, I have found that I am very sneaky.
It'd be a tight fit though if it was a barrel. It'd, like, create a vacuum for a second. You know when like two buckets are stuck inside of each other? That's what it'd be like getting Caleb out of a bucket.
Yeah. I'd be like, here, Scott, check this out, and I'm gonna go dive into a bush and then just stand there and be like, can you see me?
Yeah, you're right there.
All right, that's just
good. You can't see him.
I'm joking. All right.
You can't see him. Let me see him. I'm going to let you know you can't see him.
Wait a second. Holy shit, where'd you go?
See?
See?
And I just like, I'm going to pick up the bush and walk with it.
No, I can't. Chad, look at this. This bush is walking.
Like Looney Tune style or Wile E. Coyote style or whatever.
Yeah. And whenever there's people, I'm just going to set down the bush.
That's awesome.
But yeah, let's start traveling in the direction the sign pointed us to go to Taverly.
So, you guys are, now what I say in the beginning, what was to the south, a forest? I think that's what I said, right?
Sure.
So, yeah, you guys are basically walking through a forest. You guys are walking through you know, a nice windy path. It's a sunny day. It's not like scary out or anything. It's, you know, it's a chill mood out. You know, a couple goblins come out. You guys fuck them up because you guys are level 3 and goblins aren't anything to you guys.
Are they actually goblins though?
Yeah, no, you kill them and they're not goblins. It's more children.
They're fucking dead.
And then you continue to walk along. No, I'm just kidding. No,
why do these kids keep dressing up like goblins?
They were actual goblins.
Halloween's over, bitches.
But yeah, you know, I did have some combat planned, but I don't think that's what people want to listen to. So I'm going to go ahead and say you guys just fuck these things up. 10 of them, drop 100 GP, add that to your sheet, and continue to move on.
Wow, yeah. I have like 900 gold now. Maybe. Yeah,
it's ridiculous. It's just falling into your laps. So you guys are approaching Taverly, the town of many taverns.
Oh. This place kind of sounds like home, guys. Kind of like Oshkosh, where there's just bars everywhere.
I think there's more bars in Oshkosh, but they're close.
Let's do a pub crawl.
Let's do church crawl.
We're taking a look around. Is there anywhere I could spend some of this gold, perhaps, that I could run off to?
Absolutely, Scott. What are you looking for? What in specific are you trying to obtain? Are you trying to obtain gear? Are you trying to obtain potions? Are you trying to obtain?
I'm definitely going for a new quarterstaff, something to help my spell casting, or something along those lines.
So yes, Scott, you do see a mage shop. You see a weathered old man named Xerthas, and he goes,
"Oh, well, hello there. I couldn't help but notice you browsing my wares. What can I do for you?"
"Oh, hello, good sir. I'm seeking a weapon, something to make me more powerful. I've been using a crossbow, and I think I could be much more effective as a warlock if I cast spells."
"Oh, I got just the thing right here."
And he turns around and he pulls out a wicked looking dagger, and it's it looks menacing. You jump almost just looking at it.
He's like, "I've got this soulbound dagger, and once per turn, when you hit a creature with a melee attack, you can deal an additional 1d6 necrotic damage. Now, what do you think about that?"
"Well, first off, careful where you point that thing, old man. I'm looking for something more spell-based."
"Oh, let me turn around for another 5 minutes and browse my shop here for something. All right, well, it looks like the only thing else I have here is this elixir of Knight's Embrace. And, yeah, you just, like, drink it and it makes you turn invisible. No spell slots needed."
"How long does this effect last?"
"Need for the durability of the spell invisibility."
"Those words didn't make any sense."
"Well, they did to me."
"I'll buy the dagger."
"Okay. That'll be
all of your gold."
"Now, did you want the real price, or did you want the price that ChatGPT gave me when I told it to reduce the price heavily?"
Give me the reduced price, but also with the "I just gave you a
That'll
handy
be 400
under the table.
Gold pieces, please."
400?
400. I feel like is there any way I can negotiate with this guy to see if
I don't haggle. I'm sorry. This isn't that kind of shop.
It looks like it's pretty firm there, boss.
Best I could do is 400.
Just pay the fucking guy so we can get out of here.
Is there any way I can use sleight of hand to steal this dagger?
Oh my god.
Klepto. I mean,
he's like staring directly at you having a conversation, so probably not.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and distract him.
I would like to pay the 400 gold for the dagger. But at the same time, while he's taking my 400 and putting it into his cash register, I'd like to try to steal that elixir.
I don't think there's a cash register.
It's a fucking wooden box and a stick.
Wherever he turns around to throw the money.
Is 388 gold plus tax.
The sides of it are leaves and shit. You can just poke your fucking hand in there and grab whatever.
He reaches in his pocket and pulls out his own personal gold sack, staring straight at you, and adds the gold to his sack and goes, well, thank you.
I've been looking behind this guy and behind him in his shop. What's on the wall behind him?
All sorts of cool shit.
Oh, man. All right.
Guns and shit.
I'm only asking because I'm going to point at something and say, hey, could you show me that so that I can try to steal the elixir in front of me?
We got a shadow cloak. You got this grimoire, amulet of shadow binding.
Grimoire. Excuse me, good sir. I see you have the Abbot Grimoire. Could I take a closer look at that?
Yeah, give you one second. I bust out my step stool now, sonny. Give me a sec.
All right, and while he's off doing that, I'd like to try to take the elixir that he set in front of me and run out the door.
All right, why don't you give me...
You just leave me hanging, you fuck.
Why don't you give me a sleight of hand?
Well, I think it's a given that I take the object, but I need to get out without him noticing. So what do you think that would be?
Well, why don't you roll me that sleight of hand and we'll see what happens.
All right. Rolling. 19 plus 5.
Yeah, you beat his opposed perception check. And you manage to snag the invisibility elixir. What it was called, I have no clue. I'm not going to bust out my phone.
Invisibility elixir.
And I run out the door because this guy's prices are crazy.
Hey, man. D&D prices are crazy. I threw gold at you. You know what I mean? Imagine how much harder it would be. Wow. So Scott just... got out pretty fat.
Yeah, he's a thief.
If this was Tarkov, this would have been a good raid for him. So you make it out with the dagger and the elixir.
Good job, buddy.
And the old man turns around. Oh, hey, where'd your buddy go?
You shut the fuck up, old man.
Oh, my God.
Give me everything you got, bro. Fucking freak out in here.
No!
Ah!
Guards!
Out of rage!
Guards!
Chad, you're supposed to be a woman.
Oh, sorry.
Some guards come running up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in a rage. Watch out. I'll pull this axe out of my gash.
Guys.
I have two prison wallets.
So here's what happened. My wife here, it's her time of the month.
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up.
Honey,
give
please.
Me everything.
Honey,
give
please.
Give me everything. Give
please,
me,
chill.
Get out there with the guns,
honey, relax.
With the ammo, with the potions. Fucking kill this guy. If he's got any kids, kill him too.
So,
all right. This looks like another domestic dispute.
Yeah, she had a little bit to drink. It's her flow days. She's just not all there. I'm very sorry. If you could please find in your heart to give her another chance, we'll be on our way and we won't cause any more problems. I'm going to kick Chad in the shin.
What'd you do that for?
It's kind of above our pay grade.
Well, we don't got time to deal with this domestic shit. We're out of here. Go grab a beer, Tim. You betcha, Bob.
You guys want a handy or something?
What?
Honey.
Upon saying that, one of them takes a closer look. And give me a... What do you think, Caleb? Performance?
Yeah.
Give me a performance check. I'm going to make a check of my own. Do well, Ched.
I got 17 plus one. 18er.
Well, everything looks in order here. All right. Let's get the fuck out of here, Tim.
Do I still got to talk like this?
And the guards kind of scurry off, realizing that it was just a small, dumb domestic dispute. They weren't really interested in the whole...
I really have a penis!
In the whole husband and wife dispute thing. They weren't interested in that. They were out of there.
Yeah, I said, you know, thank you, shopkeep. Sorry for the... my wife's
get out.
Okay.
Just
come on.
Get out.
And I lead Chad's hand out the door. Chad, you are the worst disguised person ever.
You look better when I talk like this.
Remember, you guys killed a bunch of kids here. We need to keep a low profile.
So I should talk lower like this, huh?
No. Keep going.
Oh, sorry.
There you go. Keep going with the girl voice. Just
the way you like
chill.
It.
And Scott, why the fuck did you steal something? We've been in this town for 5 minutes. Low profile boys.
I think I'd like to wear something other than a bikini.
You guys
to cover up my schwong. And,
you guys are the worst sneakers I've ever experienced.
As Chad says, schlong, woman passes by him and gives him a weird look. She keeps walking, though.
Are you flirting with me? I fart. I look at her dead in the eye and I say, are you flirting with me?
As if.
I just like palm my hand and shake my head like we are gonna get caught. So I wanna is there any bars, like taverns?
Oh, there's a shit ton of taverns.
What's the closest one to our current location?
Okay, so you guys entered the city from the south?
We went north to the city.
North to the city.
Which would have
so
been...
from the south.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so the closest one to you, it's kind of it's in a not so great neighborhood, you could say. The buildings are kind of run down around here, and you guys passed it on the way in, but kind of gives you a bad vibe. Lots of smoke coming from it. Not like there's a fire there, just lots of like
people smoking.
Smoking.
What is the name of this bar?
Dillinger's.
Dillinger's.
Dillinger's Bar. While we're walking up, I say, Chad, drink this. The merchant said it was an invisibility potion.
Oh.
Well, thank you. This is delicious. Samoa, so got my voice back.
You're going to drink it?
I drank it already.
Chad disappears.
Where the hell did Chad go?
I gave him the invisibility potion so he could be anywhere.
Bullshit. And I kind of smack where Chad used to be. Oh, yeah, he's still there. He is still there, Chad. And I, like, feel around.
Are there?
I hope that's your battle axe I just grabbed.
You like my battle axe?
Chad, do you feel okay? You're completely gone.
I feel really good. Got a lot of weight off my shoulders.
All right. I think we're good now. I think we're pretty well disguised.
I can just cruise along like this forever. I'll be a happy man.
Yeah, I want to get a drink.
Maybe order some food. You guys are going to the bar?
Yeah.
All right. So as you approach the bar, you burst into it saloon style with the swinging doors and everything.
Yeah!
And inside, you see it's not quite like its surroundings. The inside is familiar to you, actually. It's kind of like a time capsule. People are actually smoking cigarettes. There are people with suits on and trench coats. People are playing billiards. And there is 1940s music playing in the background.
I'm really confused.
Are there any of those like feather girls, you know, like the floofy, like cocktail girls, whatever you call
flappers.
Them. Flapper girls.
I think that's there's a couple of those in there. There's a couple of those.
I don't know how we went into the future.
Yeah, what is going on here?
There's guns and
so
shit.
Like we look out of place now.
So I'm starting to think that.
So as the bar goes dead quiet, and everyone's looking at you, from the very back you hear a voice. I've been expecting you, fellas.
Bugsy.
And the scene fades to black. Who the hell is Bugsy?
Hell if I know.
Is the boat safe?
Pretty sure Chad tied it to that thing.
Is that old man going to need therapy?
Most likely.
Find out in our next episode of Phantom Fables and Dragons. Human and turn it up, let me take you for a ride. We're diving into worlds where legends come alive. Phantom Fables, the podcast that we adore. But little did we know what lies behind the studio door. As the story unfolds, we're in for a surprise. A portal opens up, taking us to paradise. Lost in Phantom Fables, a magical fantasy.